Hello, and welcome to the first episode of Your Friendly Neighborhood Scorpius, the podcast where we talk about books, movies, topics of activism, everything else that comes to mind.
Here you'll find entertainment and information and two lovely hosts discussing these over a warm cup of coffee.
I want to start with something I've recently come across. This morning there was this ad in the newspaper which says something like, "Only today, three ladies' razors for the price of one."
Well, did you know that razors targeted for men have better quality and are much cheaper? The only difference is that they come in a color that is not pink. In today's episode, we will discuss pointlessly gendered items and products.
I've always wanted to discuss this topic. As for the razors, same goes for shampoos, shower gels, and many more. There's absolutely no reason to do this other than the misogyny deeply rooted in our society. This causes women to spend a lot more money on average than men. And we all know the cliche that, for instance, men are earning all the money and women are using it selfishly.
I've got to agree that there is a lot of casual sexism and cliches surrounding women with money and their spending habits. This utterly disgusting concept exists in various parts of our lives, actually. Take the case of clothing. I'm sure you've noticed that in the men's section, basic t-shirts, for example, are more affordable and comfortable.
Also, the products have better quality. That means they last longer and the color doesn't wash out that quickly.
For sure. If you think about it, it's quite unfair that women earn less money for the same work as men, but products targeted to them are more expensive.
That doesn't make any sense at all.
I know, right?
What's more is that it's definitely not inclusive to people who don't fall into the gender binary.
And for our listeners who don't know what the term non-binary means, it refers to individuals who don't fit into traditional binaries, also known as men or women.
It's kind of an umbrella term. Some people feel the need to specify their gender, like, for example, agender, genderqueer. Others prefer just using non-binary, short NB.
And as you can think, NBs receive a lot of backlash solely based on their identity. There are loads of misconceptions and many people simply refuse using their correct pronouns.
That's where the transphobia comes in. Non-binary and binary trans people are both likely to feel uncomfortable in a clothing store. Anyway, imagine you're in a clothing store and you don't know what section to go to. Simply want to buy new pieces of fabric to keep you warm in the winter, but you get stared at everywhere you go.
That's absolutely terrible and beyond words. Also, people who don't fit in with traditional gender roles often get harassed because they're shopping in, quote, the wrong sections. This kind of behavior, however, can lead to serious verbal or even physical assault in a worst case scenario.
There's gotta be a way to stop all of this. It's horrific.
Yeah, I certainly hope so. I would suggest categorizing the clothing items into sections that are designed for certain body types or fits. In that way, there is no damaging reinforcement of gender, which proves to be completely unnecessary, especially when it comes to oversized outerwear. It looks the same anyway.
There would be a section for flannels, for example, and further categorization would describe the fit. How does it fit? Is it tapered? Do you have to iron it? These questions will be taken into account, not gender.
You've got to admit that shopping like this would be more effective because you can choose the products best suited for you.
This brings us to today's sponsor, Less Gender, More Clothing, which is a company that sells clothes regardless of gender. Their motto is a bottle of gender fluidity that says fuck the binary. Your preferences will align with their selection of products when it comes to fit or colors. You want to put together an outfit that's provocative, bright, and gets your attention? This business is perfect for you.
However, if you want to blend in with the crowd and be the total opposite, you'll find yourself some nice t-shirts in neutral tones.
In any case, you'll find something that fits you without taking your gender identity into account.
We ourselves are big fans of the brand, so if you're interested, go check them out. Their social media accounts are linked in the description. Now let's get back to the original topic.
Another point would be that in the men's section you will mostly find basic styles with or without prints, such as merchandise from popular artists or movies or TV shows. Then again, in the women's section you'll only find a small variety of said merch. Why do you think that is?
Well, I'd say it's because there is this general assumption that women can't be fans of the same things men are. This is due to misogyny. Could you imagine a store where these differences don't exist? I certainly couldn't.
Well, that's unfortunate. It'd be lovely, but honestly, I don't think the world's ready for drastic changes like these yet.
True. We should start small and work our way up.
Sounds good.
And that was it for today. We hope you found this episode helpful and informative.
See you next week!